Next patient is Stacy Alfonso. That's Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Stacy. Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O, Alfonso. Date of birth, 4-12-44. Date of visit, 9-12-22. Age 78. Please make copy for Mark Weber, M.D. Mark Weber, W-E-B-E-R, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and a lung nodule. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 78-year-old male. I'm sorry. This is a 78-year-old white female who has a past history of COPD, has been on inhaled bronchodilators and also on a nebulizer. She has home oxygen at 2.5 liters nasal cannula. And her most recent chest CT apparently showed a 7 millimeter spiculated nodule in the right upper lung field. The patient also had a CT abdomen and pelvis in May of this year, which showed a consolidative opacity in the right basilar area. And a colonic diverticulosis. The patient states she has no significant cough or wheezing, but has mild shortness of breath. She did have a follow-up chest CT that was done in July of 2022. And this showed a 7 millimeter nodular density. In the right upper lobe. And suspicious, and a 3-month follow-up CT was recommended. They also had some 2 millimeter non-specific nodules, which was stable, and had pulmonary emphysema. Patient has no wheezing, denies weight loss. She has shortness of breath with exertion and has no night sweats, myoptosis, or chest pain. PFTs done this past year showed severe obstructive disease. Next paragraph. Past history is patients. Past history has included history for COPD and emphysema, and history for appendectomy remotely and a tonsillectomy. She also had right and left knee arthroscopies and had a hysterectomy several years ago. No history of heart disease. but has I'm sorry, but had a DVT for which she takes Eliquis. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has history of bladder cancer and is under active surveillance and therapy. Next paragraph, allergies, none to drugs, but has hay fever. Next, habits the patient smoked 2 packs per day for 30 years and continues to smoke. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, father died of a heart attack, mother also died of heart disease. Next paragraph, review of systems the patient has. Some fatigue, no fever. There's no cataracts, glaucoma. She has hoarseness and shortness of breath and wheezing. She has hematuria. I'm sorry. She has urinary frequency. And denies abdominal pains, nausea, no heartburn or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No depression or anxiety. No easy bruising, and just some joint pain, some muscle aches, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam, this elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No pallor sign of the ictus or lymphadenopathy. The blood pressure, 116/70. Pulse is 94, respirations 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 121, saturation 94. HENT, non-cephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears, no inflammation. Next couple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with an increased AP diameter with scattered visas in the upper lung fields. Heart, the anthems are irregular, small nest, no murmur, nurse 3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions of edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexion 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD and emphysema. Number 2, right lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number 3, nicotine dependency. Number 4, history of DVT. And next paragraph, plan, the patient was advised to get a CT chest without contrast to evaluate the lung nodule. She also will continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And was placed on Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily. discontinue the breastry that she was previously taking. She was also given Micellex Trosh 1 TID for 10 days for hoarseness and thrush. And continue with Prevacid 30 milligrams a day for reflux. Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID. And counseled about quitting cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Follow-up is to be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from Mark Weber, MD. Please add in the final diagnosis. Also, add a history of DVT. And number 5 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Please add that in the final diagnosis. Thank you.